that the one, the chetiv is mataling. Now he's in mataling the truth, so he's getting now on the road of sin. But which way will be deterred, and he will not start driving his car on the road of sin. He will be deterred. So remember, Mashiach came where he was already demonstrated as being begotten from before. So then he's not likely to be deterred, because then he's likely to say to himself, why shouldn't I swear falsely? But if so, I'll be deterred from an extra Aveira, but I'm already a lost soul because of the other Aveira that I did. This is what Satan said. Oh, so then Satan says, the Kashe, this is the Kashe, Baruch Ayeh. So what does Gemara say there? Oh, that Hei Omud Aleph. That's the first two dots there, towards the bottom of the Omud. Hahu Raya, they were the shepherds. The Abamaswe called Yenech Yusuf Bitar. So every day, so the sheep was turned over to him, were turned over in the presence of witnesses. So he couldn't deny. Yenech had Moschel Edoisar. One day, so the flock was turned over to him, not in the presence of witnesses. We say, so Yenech Ram, since it wasn't, he had an opportunity to deny, so he denied. And we say, if Omer Ruhoi is Dvorim Meirah, so he denied. Also, Sade, Asidu Bei Dochot Atamanai. So they testify that two lambs he ate up. Omer Azeire, Yisrael, Rav Chiyah, Kamayse, Mishtaba Hashom. In other words, there was a claim presented for more than two lambs. But, and he was given act. And, but two, he testified as the two, as the mikdash. So he has to swear. He has to swear. Amul Abaye, Yimise Nishtaba, Vogadlenu, Yizi Gadlen. And here we cannot say, Ishtam, here we cannot say Ishtamu Dekom Ishtamu. Because if the Tehidim testify that he ate up these two sheep. Amul Eishachin Egli Kamu. So Tehidim says the Kashi, in other words, so he couldn't swear, Vogadlenu. So Tehidim says the Kashi, Since Rabbi Rachosi said that when do we say that the Choshut Amome is not the Choshut Am Shue, is not the Choshut Am Shue, so when do we say that the Gazlan is Choshut Am Shue, where he was demonstrated from before to be addicted to the internet. But if we are just Cheshitim, that this is the first time that he's committing this Gazlan, so then he might be deterred to Shmue. Now, we didn't have, there were no ways in the testify as to any other crime committed by him. Only in this grave. So let him take his Shmue and be deterred. So what he said, oh, that's what he said. When we go to Mahuraya, that's Hidubay, the Ochal, Tautaminaya, Amai Posel. So we should say, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid Lomde, the Bahamas prayed the Ochal, so we shall be, Umashor Nifkes al Yeshua. The answer is no. The Mashem Umishalim al Ve'edim, Ein Zah Asho Vemalye, Dal Koche Mishalim, Behind the time, the cave of the court in Potolated. So there is a very big Chiddush implicit in this statement. Teitzah says, here, he cannot make that Cheshim. I'm not a lost soul, you see, because I'll swear, let's say, Nefesh will be deterred, so he'll say, no, I'm not a lost soul, I'll be made, I'll confess, and I'll be deterred from the Yisra Shvuyah and from the Yisra Gezer. No, because in this case, even if we'll confess, suppose the Shvuyah is imposed upon him. The Gemara says the Shvuyah is not imposed upon him. But suppose the Shvuyah would be imposed upon him. And suppose, as a result of the imposition of Shvuyah upon him, upon this shepherd, the shepherd would confess. And he would say, yes, I ate up, all the sheep. He would. So then, would he be misaking retroactively the avera of Gezel that he committed in connection with the two sheep that he ate up? No. He wouldn't be misaking it. He could be tshuva on it. One can do tshuva on everything. Even if he committed the mitzvah Gezel 1,000 times, he can still do tshuva. So Mimele, since he cannot be Misaki, the Avere, that he already did in respect to the two sheep, to the two lambs, that he gathered, he cannot. he cannot, that he took away him, he cannot be misaken it. He can be tshuva, can do tshuva and everything, but he cannot be misaken it. So Mimele, he'll make the cheshbon, why should I refrain from swearing falsely? After all, I'm a lost soul anyway. I already was able to Yisra Gezel. I was already able to Yisra Gezel in respect to the two limbs that he didn't testify that I took it away. He couldn't be misaken it. So it doesn't make any difference whether he's a gadlan who committed the act of Zele 1,000 times, or a gadlan who already committed an act, who committed an act of Zele only once before. As long as he, as by becoming deterred, by being made it, as a result of the shvuyeh, he will not be able to be misaken the avera that he already did. So it's mashma, that in the case, so then it's mashma on this basis, let's say in the case of Zafra Alab, when Reuven says to Shimon, you grabbed, let's say, a piece of silver from my hand, and the Nedaho testifies that he did grab. And then Shimon will say, I didn't grab. Now, Shimon say, I didn't grab. So, now there is a love of Rishikakshu in the Torah, and there is a love of Rishishakshu in the Torah. When does the love of Rishikakshu apply? Whenever a person is guilty of the moment, Lashaka, even though he doesn't swear, let's say Kibarako doesn't swear, he's Nemot. But suppose it's Sheker, so he's in the love of Rishikakshu. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and then Shimon says, no, I don't owe you a penny. So he doesn't have to pay. But for Ishmael's guy, that he does owe it, so he was even allowed for his account. He was even allowed for his account. Now, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I owe you 50, so he has to swear on the other 50. And he swears that he doesn't owe him the other 50, but for Ishmael Gdalia that it's a sheker, he does owe him the other 50. So then, not only is he even allowed with the kashu, he's also even allowed with the shak. In the Sakhlo says that, I mean it's mentioned in the Ramah. So with the kashu has applies to any kfir lashek, any kfir of momi lashek, without it. With the shakhu applies only to a kfir of momi lashek that was coupled with it. So when he came a hakel, he's came a hakel lashekia, so it's not Ishmael Gdalia that he was Mishakeya. He didn't swear, so he was Mishakko, he wasn't. But he was even love of Mishakash. He was even love of Mishakash. Then, if, let's say, he was Kefer Lashekeya, and he was Nishba Lashekeya, in that period, so then he's even also love of Mishakash. Now, in the case of Master Rabbah, suppose Reuven said to Shimon, you grabbed a piece of silver from my hand. And then, and Shimon said, no, I didn't grab it. Shimon said, I didn't grab. And he therefore testifies that he didn't grab. So Shimon has to swear that he didn't grab. Now suppose we say, so there is a big chiddush today. Suppose Bezdin will tell Shimon, now you swear to contradict Eidah. When Bezdin tells him, you swear to contradict Eidah, so he says, I'm sorry, I confess, I did grab. So then he will retroactively be misaken. Not only will he won't be able to have a shackle, naturally not, because he didn't swear it yet, but he will retroactively be sucking the love of Rishikachos, because since he himself was made it, even though at first he said in Bezdin, I didn't swear, but if after Bezdin says to him, you swear, he confesses and says, I confess, I did grab it from him, so then, and it is really his, so then it will be going real from Afreya that he wasn't even there, the love of the Kasha. I wouldn't say it. If I swore, I would say, if he does confess, so he's Chayim the Tshuvah. And the love of the Kasha, but the love of the Kasha is not Misake. No. So if we say like that, so then, Tesis Teretz is difficult. Why does Tesis, what does they say? The Bahana Frey Yochal, so the Mashu Mishalu, what does they say? Tesis Teretz Kashe, Tabaru Raya, why do we say that the Raya? He's the Choshu, he's the Gatlan, but after all, there was no atheist, there was no testimony accepted in respect to any other Avera committed by him, except in connection with this place, with this flock of sheep. So we should say, wish will, he'll be deterred. So Teisa says, no, because he will not be deterred. Imashu mishal maldehidi meizasho b'malye. Thou call him mishal. So in other words, even if Tushwe, he will be induced to confess, he will not be mizakeh the Yisrael of Gezel that he committed in connection with the two lambs that he was taking. Because the Edim already testified. In other words, if Edim don't testify, and then it becomes established to Beis Din that he did take the piece of silver from Ruvain to his own confession, then he's misaking that area. And it's going to be from Afreya that he was not even the Isagero, and he was not even the Isagero. Mashiach came where it became already established. It became already Nisbarel before Bezdin, that he was Mishakeya. And he did grab by means of creating. So even if later on, he will confess, he will not retroactively be Mishakeya that way. So the only reason as to why we say Choshed Amomen Lo Choshed Ashwese, we always say Choshed Amomen Lo Choshed Ashwese, if which way he can be deterred to such an extent that he will be mistaken the Aveira that he was trying to commit, so that it will mean retroactively he was not in labor that day. He was only trying, he was only Mishavi Lechot Sahadi. So in every case, so it's Mashma from this day said, that in every case of Kriyat Momen, where the Mitzvah is came from Momen, and then, let's say, if the Shvui is imposed upon him, and then, as a result of the Shvui is imposed upon him, he confesses. So that is Misaken Daveira, and he's not even Misagedo, even though he was Kefir already once. And in as long as it becomes Misbaria to Bezdin, that he was still a Shekia, to his own confession. Mashaikin, if it was already Misbaria, so I'm going to say to him, so then, even if he will be deterred to Shweh, so he will be deterred to Shweh from committing additional Averas, but he will not be able to be misaken the Avera that was committed in the Kfira that he already made, even if he will confess later on. So it can be like Tshuva. So he's not likely to do Tshuva. The person, if he was already committed an Avera, so then he's not likely to do Tshuva for the imposition of Shweh. But for the imposition of Shweh, if it is still possible for him to refrain from the Aveira and to be misaken the Aveira and to be misaken so that even the Kfira that he made by confessing, so he'll be misaken it and with Afreya that he will not be even allowed with the Kachshu, so then he cannot say, he cannot rationalize, well, I will lost soul anyway, even if I confess I will lost soul because I already committed the Aveira. No, because if he does confess, he will not be a lost soul because then he'll be misaken the Aveira on Afreya, even though he was saved. This is what they say. Now, let us apply, what is the Marama as the Kashi? Avla Dersim Elef Lameima, Ako Kach Mishtamei, Kibi Sheba Barak, Oye Kibi Chosh Elu Ligzeu, Chosh Mala Shwe, Seko Mashu Kalachim Elu Abgaz Boch, Et Shkuli Kom Mishtamei. So the Marama as the Kashi, a Kol Esei Dishite, Chosh Elu Chosh Elu Shwe, he shouldn't say, Kalachim Elu, So you have a gas and walk is a good stable. Come back to Kalachim and Hosh Amom and a Lui Hosh Tashwe. Well, the answer is this. Because in this case, but that Ahu Haye, so when two Aiden testify, the Toch of Chaymin Haye, so there we don't say Hosh Amom and Lui Hosh Tashwe. Because since it was established by Aiden that it was already the Eve of the Tavere, then we don't say the Hosh Tashwe. Because then he was demonstrated as the Gazlan, so it doesn't make any difference whether he was demonstrated as the Gazlan who gobbled 1,000 times or he was demonstrated as the Gazlan who gobbled once, even if that once was done in connection with this field. But it was demonstrated by ages that he already committed an act of Gazlan once. So he cannot be misaking that act of Gazlan. He can only do Tshuva, but he cannot be misaking it retroactively. That he cannot do. So in Mele, through Shvue, he is not likely to do Tshuva. To be perished from Shvue Sheker and to Tshuva and all the other Avera that did in the past. To Tshuva, to the imposition of Tshuva, he is likely to be deterred if by refraining from the Shvue, he will be sucking so that he will not even behavior, that he is a girl that he is ready to behave. But, so, when can he be sucking if it wasn't demonstrated by him? But in this case, he's just like by Uriah. So, he didn't testify that he was Mishaki only specifically. in respect of his deed. So we cannot say, in this case, he would be like a gargler. But that it's not like gargler. Because for gargler, we cannot say Ishtamudi Komishtamit. For Aur Ayu, we cannot say Ishtamudi Komishtamit. Because he was Ohil, the BN, the two. Mashaikin in this case was a question of money, not of the BN. So they only say Ishtamudi Komishtamit. But Jesus couldn't say Komashmon Kawachemea. Because in this case, well, he didn't testify that he was Meshachim in the 750. So there, it's like Gazlan. It's like Gazlan. It's not for the fact of Ishtamudi Kamishamet. It would be like, it would be analogous to Aur Hayek. So it was already demonstrated that he committed the next of Gezul wrong, which cannot be Meshachim anymore. He can only do two on it. So Mele, by Gazlan, so Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashwese. But I mean, but then the other Kashi, according to Tayseh. So how can we say through Kalachemia that have a God in the Ochid Ishtamudi Kamishtamit? This is, when it's a question of being, we can say Kalachemia. But to establish a psychological phenomenon, that in other words, that he's not Choshed Amonim because he did it only by way of Ishtamudi Kamishtamit, how can we establish a psychological phenomenon by means of Kalachemia? Well, that Kasha remains against Tayseh. Chai Seret is in respect to Rashi, but because Rashi holds in his Mamas and Torah, so Choshed Amomene was Choshed Ashwese. But we cannot mention that Seret of Chai in respect to Tayseh. So in respect to Tayseh, that Kasha remains. So far.
Now, the Shemi as the Kasha against Rashi and Tayseh. Now, how can we explain the Gemara? Gemara is the Kasha, why does Rav Chiya still resort to Yalkut? This is what we should say, without the Yalkut, that HaGodah Seidi is Mechai Yeshua just like HaRahidah speak. So the Gemara says no. It's what we couldn't say that HaGodah Seidi is Mechai just like HaRahidah speak. Because Gabi HaRahidah speak, so it's Hamutik HaMishlami, well, the thing is not just Talmudic Mishnah, so many such story we wouldn't know. So, but, because of that, we have to resort to Kalachim. What Rashi and Tayseh both say, that why couldn't, without such story we couldn't know, because maybe, I would say, he's a Choshev. So, Kamashon Kalachim, that what? That he's not a Choshev. Or that Choshev is a Choshev Ashwete. So, I mean, this is a question of Mithir. Whether he is a choshut or he is not a choshut. So how can we deduce from the Kalachema as a psychological phenomenon? Now, so in respect to Rashi, so the Mishalev mentioned the name of Rav Chaim Miteret, in other words, which is based on the lotion in the Tayseh. The Tayseh rejects the difference between Deiris of Hashem and Deiris of Achim. That in Deiris of Hashem, the choshut Amomene was choshut Ashuese. But in Deiris of Achim, so Choshed Amomene was Lo Yichoshed Ashwur. So what does it mean? So Tehya says, because Nidikas Achreinim Shvur Schumur Alei. So the Bitalei points out, I mean, from the Washington Tetzret, in the Dayuk from Tetzret, in Ksuvet Asitchet, that it doesn't mean that Nidikas Achreinim, so it's Achshadoreh, and the Shvur, the Nisa Shvur became more humble in the mind of the people. On the contrary, the Nisa Shvur remained constant. But there was a change in the regard for the Nisa Get. So the Bideiris of Hashem is Mamash Mitor. So not only was Nisa Shvur very humble, but Nisa Get was just as humble. Hashem to Deiris Achreini, there was a Bilzul in the Nisa Get. So the Nisa Get became more calm. So the Mele, Bideiris of Hashem, what Nisa Gezel was Chomor, so anyone who was Choshed Amome was also Choshed Ashwui. But Bideiris Achreini, where Nisa Gezel became Kal, so even one was sufficiently Kalot to be Nisaud on Nisa Gezel, but he was not Choshed, to be Nisaud on Nisa Shwui. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara's Kasha was, why do we have to resort to Yalfuse? Mr. Asvore, we should say that the same posse,
Gesetz imposes die Schwur ja mit dem Mittag, im Gegensatz mit dem Mittag, imposes die Schwur, du hast doch gesehen. Because Q is there, because Greek is there, saying, only when the Q of the Mixat is established through the monies of peace, Q is there implied whenever the Q of the Mixat is established, whether it's through the monies of peace or the monies of peace. So why do we have to resolve the other thing? So the Gemara Teret is, no, sin zizma matitor. So Miga the Khoshita Momene, it was Khoshita Shwese. So Mele, now when the Torah was given, so in other words, when the Potik of Kiyuze was given, so then there was a good reason to say that there was a good reason it's an Asvore to be Mechalik between God's feet and I'm gonna say it. Because Ligabi Yidu'at Piv, he was not Choshed HaShvue, and in case of Agon HaSeidim, he was Choshed HaShvue. So Mele Mitar HaSvore, we couldn't say the same Potik of Kiyuze, which implies that where the Chiyuv B'Mikzak is established with the monies of Agon HaSeidim, so also implies that there is a Chiyuv Shvue when the monies is established with Agon HaSeidim. Because with Mabat Yitor, so when the monies was established to Agon HaSeidim, so then it was a Choshev. So Mele, you have to say that the Posik of Kiyuze has reference only to Yidu'at Piv. It doesn't have reference to Agon HaSeidim. So if not for the Kal Chomer, we wouldn't know that Agon HaSeidim is also the Chayav Shvue. But since we have the Kal Chomer, so Agon HaSeidim is also the Chayav Shvue, so Mele there is Achreini. When the Isa Gezo became cow, and the one who was Choshed HaMomen is not called that Shvuyah say. So the Shvuyah can be a Shvuyah, right? This is a good teres on Rashi. Because Rashi says, Rashi explains, V'hai d'chul et v'hoi d'olei de, the Chitayu Niyo Chos HaMomen Chosh Shvuyah say. But this is not the teres on Teis. Now the Kashi is, Teis just explains, V'hai d'chul et v'hoi d'olei de, not like Rashi. But the V'hai d'chul et v'hoi d'olei de means, since they are the maize, so it should be a riot that he tells the truth. So Mimele, he should even be that shouldn't have to swear. So then comes the terrace of Rabbi, Vahai Zichule Boi Delei. By the way, the Delei, Shamuni Komishtamit. In other words, to be taken of the Mitzah, to make the Mitzah, doesn't require a Hode. So Mimele, he has no Mitzah. So the Gemara said, it's not for the Kal Vachomer, I would say only maybe the Mitzvah is Chayim. But I'm going to say him is not Chayim. Why I'm going to say him not? So I'm going to say him like the name Aroche, Kol Kach Mishtamei, Kibi Shekofar Hakeil, so Eime Kibi the Choshidu, Lidzeil, Choshid Nama Shweze, so I would say that since it was demonstrated by Eime, that he was in Mishakya. That is the Shakya. And he cannot change it. He cannot annul this Avera of being capable of Havera. Because Eitim already testified. So Mele is like a gathering. So Mele should be Choshna Shue. So there should be a Shue. So Kalashu and Kalachene are the Dwar. So Jesus says that he's not Choshu. So I mean, what Kalachene are we established that he's not Choshu? So that Kashi, what Chaim said, is the Teret Alim the Rashi. But it's not the Teret Alim the Teitzu. So the question is, how can we say Alim the Teitzu? The Gemara says, without the Kal Vachomer, the Tzad HaSvore, so Teitzu says, we wouldn't know that I'm going to say this is the Chayav Shvue. Because we could say, he does peace is the Chayav Shvue, because he's Tamuzi Kamishtamu. So he's certainly not the Choshu. Mashainke in case of Agon HaSeidim, so he is a Choshut, so he's like a Gaflet, and he's Choshut HaShue, so for Mashmilon he's not Choshut HaShue. So to a Kalachena we say that he's not Choshut to swear falsely, this is a question of Mitzir. This is a question of establishing a certain psychological phenomenon, whether one is Choshut, so it whether he's Choshed HaShvuese or he's not Choshed HaShvuese, we could not establish that for a Kal Vachomer. So this is the Kashi that the Ramban, the Ritvo, the Ran, they ask against Rashi and Teis. But against Rashi, so the Chaim gives it that. But how about this? Now, there is a Gemara in Baba Kama that Shuvah, we don't pass like that. Omar Avuna Omar Rav, that if, let's say, a Shema took Yeshua, anyone is high Yeshua, so he took Yeshua, and then after, let's say, he swore that it was meant, and after, so he fought, after he swore, so two agents came to place, and testified that he had it. In other words, it was shown by means, by good aiding, that he swore false. So I mean, that he should pay. It is of a portion that he should pay. So that's wrong. What is the whole purpose of the shmur? So we mivare, we believe it. We believe it. What if after the shomer took his shmur? So aiding testified that he swore falsely, so he should certainly pay. But God said no. We don't talk like that. So the Rav says that it was Nishba, the Hakar Boi, Shem Nishba La Sheker, is what there. Shem Nema, the Lokar Bola Bola Yishali, Chiru Shem Lokar Bola Bet Hashmue, Harei Yishtamiya, even though it is shown that it's war falsely. Now, we don't talk like that. Now the Rambam is a basic theory. So the Rav's memory is in the Lakama that to go from Dalek, the right hand side. So if the Rambam is a base of saying Halochi Dalek, say the Salah. Misha Torah, Al Haveret, Vikoch Habet, Vimishba, Beish was a Tere, Beish was a Tere. Vahakar Boedim the Yidol, Shal Shekha Mishba, Hareza Mishale, Vihuza Choshet Alasur. That is not like that. But the Lord is telling me where Shane is going to be able to get the money 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 to get the So the Halakhah of Shvuyah is not the Teres Biro. If the whole Halakhah, according to Rav, the Halakhah of Shvuyah would be the Teres Biro to be Mivaneh. So how could Rav say that if, let's say, the Melech Mikta swore, and then he testified that he swore falsely, so he doesn't have to pay. The Shvuyah part of it, if the whole Halakhah of Shvuyah is to be Mivaneh, but he wasn't Mivaneh, he swore, we know that he swore falsely. So we see that the Halakhah of Shvuyah is not to be mivare, according to Rav. But it's a halacha, that there's a cause of a Shvuyah. I mean, of course, Shvuyah doesn't mean Shvuyah. It's not that it's just a say of swearing. Shvuyah means either you swear or you pay. Whether it means basically a chiyuv to pay, but he has a device of battering himself from the chiyuv, by means of swearing God, or in essence, it's a chiyuv. Either to pay the mimonosha, either to pay or to swear. But it's not between the Halakhah, Shvuyah is not between the Halakhah. If it had been between the Halakhah, so it wouldn't say, Jim Shaloka Bolov, the Shvuyah, the Admit. So it's a great cause of Shvuyah. And through Shvuyah, he patterns himself. Through Shvuyah, he patterns himself. Now, the Roshna Agmore here is the. שתמוד פה שם נעשו ורד אחד לא יזוזה ופרנלי ואומר רחמונה רומו שבוע עלי תהיך את הלידה לי וכו' So that's משמע that indicates that the purpose of שבועיה is to be mivareh to determine the fact So it could be in other words that with the Gemara says ואומר רחמונה רומו שבוע עלי תהיך את הלידה וכו' the Gemara is only explaining the purpose the time of שבועיה שבועיה is a great cause and the חלזין שבועיה is not to be mivareh. Let's say according to Rav. So, it's not to be mivareh. It's just a cause of Shvuyah. I mean, mitzvah is a chayav Shvuyah, so it means either he pays or he swears. And the commissioner asked if he did swear, so he becomes potter, even if it is shown later on that he swore falsely. So the shvui itself patterns him of the chiyuv money. But what is the purpose of the shvui? Now, it's not a shvui, of course it's a gerus hakosev, but it's not a gerus hakosev like for adume. I mean that we don't know the time, the purpose. So the purpose of shvui is that it should serve as a deterrent. In other words, because of the fact that let's say maybe the mitzvah is higher than shvui, so maybe in the long run, many a person who otherwise would be disposed to be changed from the mitzvah, and maybe the mitzvah, on account of ishtamutik of ishtamet, on account of the imposition of shvui, so because of the numerous times that the shvui is on account of the imposition of shvui, so many maybe the mitzvah, if many potential maybe the mitzvah would be deterred, and he would be made it, and even sometimes one who has chile was a maybe the mitzvah, but after he sees that best imposed the shvui, he'll come back. So in other words, so the chule boy the later does, so vom rachmone vom shvui the later the chule doesn't mean that the whole chale did. Of Shvue is to be mevarer. To be mevarer, whether it's time is zenith or time is not zenith. No, Shvue is not a cost. The Chalizdin is not just a debil to be mevarer. But the purpose of the Shvue is that in the long run, it should serve as a deterrent against time Hashem. But Shvue is not a cost. In other words, either he pays or he swears, or anyway, he doesn't. All right, this is according to us, but we don't pass like that, and we know the shame passed like that. So it could be that even according to the other Mandoma, who are very comfortable, so they also agree that the Chalizdin of Shvui is not as a Nivara. The Chalizdin of Shvui is not as a Nivara. The Chalizdin of Shvui, it goes across it. Either he pays, or he swears. But Rav says, whereas Rav says that even the Shvui is a paper of Tashlumi, even in the case where it was demonstrated beyond the shadow of the doubt that he was the Shvui, that he swore falsely, so Shvui is a paper. So those who are Chilkam Rav hold true Shvui is a paper, but only as long as it wasn't invalid to Bezdin that he is Chayev. But if they can come and testify that he swore falsely, so the moment he becomes his buyer to Bezdin, that he was paying falsely, that he checked out, then it's not a paper anymore. But until he becomes his buyer, then even those who are chilkam rav agree that shvui is a paper. It's not just a mevarer. Shvui is a paper. Of course, the sashmuchach, it could be, but on that point, is a machlokes between Rav and the other Mandoma in the Gemara, who are chilek and Rav. But since according to Rav, so we see that Shvui, the Chalizdin of Shvui, according to Rav, is not Miteras Bil. It is a Sakosu, the Shvui pattern of Tashlumi. So even those who are chilek and Rav, so they hold true that until he becomes his Bara to Bez, that he is Chayev Momei, so then Shvui is a paytayer. But the moment they didn't come and testify this war falsely, so it's Mivuna to Bez that he is Chayev, then Shvui is not a paytayer anymore. But until he becomes his Bara to Bez, so the other Mandomas are also agree with Rav that Shvui is a paytayer and the Chalizdin of Shvui is not the Teras Bil. Now, so we can say as follows. Of course, we could not establish, so, and what is the pshat? When the Gemara says here, it doesn't mean that the Chalizdin of Shvui is ready to be mevarer, but it means it should serve as a deterrent. Because through the imposition of Shvui, so a many potential mitzvahs would be made. Maybe the whole thing. Not, and it wouldn't be kidding for the mitzvah. All right. But the Chalizdin of Shvui is not the Teras Bil. So now, And take the Gemara, why does Rav Chiya have to resort to a special Yalkuse that I'm going to take in the Mechayim Yishuah? Yitzhak Svore. What is Yitzhak Svore? So in the same way as according to Rashi. You see, how do we know? How do we know? Maybe the spiritual is Yitzhak. Tuesday. What does Tuesday say? Does Tuesday say if the Pib is made? Tuesday implies if it is established that it's higher Yitzhak. So in many ways, I'm going to say that you should also come within the Zerotakot of Tuesday. Why do you have to resort to Yalkut and Heitze? Limiting the Zakot of Tuesday only when the Chiyuv Mikdash is established to the Nemonides of Pib. It should include Hayyuas Pib, the Zakot of Tuesday should include the Hayyuas Pib, and I'm going to say, so why do we need Yalkut? So the Gemara says, get it up. Because we see that the Gemara, that the Torah was Mechayev, maybe the Mikdash. Why? Because Romish were Tehechadeh Yoleh Bechulei. Now the Gemara, even without the Talachim of the Gemara, what does Tehechadeh say? Abba, do I say, let's not name Akal Kach Mishtamei, Kibin Shekifah Hakel, and Kibin Choshid Lohi Yisrael, Choshid Mama Ashwe. So in other words, in the same way as the Gadon, Choshid Ashwe. So Kamash Mal Talachim, and Lohi Yav, Zag Mohe. Why? Yash, Deshtamu Nekom Mishtamei, Akil Omil Bekosh Alayim. Now, so does that mean that the whole Allah Hakim Omil Bekosh Alayim is deduced from the Kalachimah? Hakim because of Eidus is because of the Kalachimah. So we know, through the Kalachimah we learn how this Kalachimah, that Hakim of the Milvah does not become a Rosh. Why? Because it's a Shade. Because it's Ishtamutikom Ishtamay. So the main way is a Shade. Of course, there is no Heter to be case here for the purpose of Ishtamutikom Ishtamay. So it's a Shade. People are made a Heter in there. So the main way is Kosher Eidus. So it's Kosher Eidus. So does that mean that this halacha of Hakifa knew that Kosher Eidus is deduced for the Talachimah? The Gemara knew that. Rav Chiya knew that without the Talachimah. Only Chachomim knew this halacha, that Hakifa knew that it's Kosher Eidus. Because he's not a Roshe. If he's not a Roshe, so maybe he's not a Choshe. He's not a real Gadol Mimezi. A Gadol Mimezi is Kosher Eidus from Kosher Eidus. But a Gadol Mishege is not possible either, and it's not possibly Shvuah. So it's not that through the Talachimah we are advised this Talachah of Achim from Yom Kosh Leidah. The Chiyah knew that Talachah without the Talachimah. But it is true that by Agoda Seidin, we know by Agoda, in the case of Agoda Seidin, so we know that this person is not a 100% good person. Even if we say Ishtamutikam Ishtamit, but if he had been 100%, if he had been a real tzaddik, he wouldn't do it because of Ishtamutikam Ishtamit. So he's not a 100% honest person. But even though he's not a 100% honest person, but he doesn't have a Shem Roshe, and he's not considered as a Roshe. But there is no doubt that as far as the degree of evidence is concerned, so there is a greater bill in the Shvuah by maybe the mikta than there is in the shvuy of Agonatik. Because in maybe the mikta, so he wasn't in shakir in the whole thing. He wasn't in shakir in the whole thing. And he was the king for the whole thing. And we don't even know whether he's in shakir in anything. We don't know. So maybe he was not in shakir at all. Mashiach in the case of Agonatik, well, Rubin said to Shimon, one of the Yotchok, and Shimon said, La Adam, and they identified the Holocaust 50 years, so we know that he was Mishak. We know it's Mishak. So true Ishtamutikam Ishtamay, the Gemara knew without the Talachimah, that Akif of the Milvay is modulated because Ashtamutikam Ishtamay, so people are made as a Heter, is not a Roshe, and he should not be considered as a Choshut, as a real Choshut al Kadim. But this person is not a 100% honest person. We know the Meir Heter. We know the Meir is not 100% damit, because we saw that this person was Mishaka. He was Mishaka because of Ishtamudikam Ishtamud. Fine. So Meir is shvuyah by a person who was demonstrated to be Mishaka, let it be because of Ishtamudikam Ishtamud. So his shvuyah is not as drawn a source of evidence as a Shvuye by the Mikdash who was not king of all things and who don't know whether he was a Shakelem. So there is no doubt that there is a stronger evidence, there is a stronger view in the Shvuye of the Mikdash than in the Shvuye of one who was Kifer Hakel and who was contradicted by Edim in respect to Fifth. So the Shvuye by this person, in the case of Agudas Edim, is not such a strong source of evidence, not such a strong bill as the Shvuye of Ben Mikdash. So the Mele, the Gemara says, it's not that the Gemara without the Talachina. The Gemara didn't know the Aloche of Akhil and Yodhi Toshalayim. The Gemara, without the Talachim of Priyid, without the Talachim there, also knew the Talachim. That Akhil of the Yodhi is Toshalayim, because it's Tamut Mishtam, so it doesn't have a Shem Rosh. But the Gemara asked, why did Rav Priyid to resort to Yalfute? With Rav Tzvora, we should say, since there is a Gzirat HaKosu of Kiyuze, why should we limit Kiyuze to the case where the Chiyuv of Mitzvah is established with the moments of peace. It should include, Mr. Atzvore, we should say, that the topic of Q.U.Z. covers maybe the Mitzvah, the case of maybe Mitzvah, and the case of Agudas Edim. So the Gemara says, no. Without the Yalfuse, without the special Gzirat HaKosu, so Mr. Atzvore, we should say that Q.U.Z., after all, true that the Chalizdin of Shvuye is not the Gzirat HaKosu. But what is the purpose of Shvuye? In order that it should serve as a deterrent. Now, the stronger the view that inheres in the Shvuye, the stronger deterrent it is. So in many ways, Mr. Asvori, we could say that the Kakosu of Kiyuze has reference only to a Midi Mikdash, not Agudas Edim. Because by Midi Mikdash, so we have no raya that this person is not 100% honest person. So in many ways, his Shvuye is a very strong view. Mashiach came by Agudas Edim, where it was demonstrated that this person was a shake, let it be because of Mishtamudik or Mishtamudik. But 100% honest person he is. In Tzadik he is. He's not a Rosh, he's not populated. But in Tzadik he isn't either. Because he was the shake of the moment for the purpose of Mishtamudik or Mishtamudik. Fine, he's made a hefter, fine, we have a lot of schools on him. Fine, but he's not 100% honest person. So in many ways, the Shvuye of such a person is not such a forceful source of evidence as the Shvuye of a Midi Mitzvah. So you say, but I just said, I mean that Chalizdin of Shvuye is not the Teres Biro. So if it's not the Teres Biro, so what difference does it make whether it is a comparatively weak source of evidence or it's a comparatively strong form of evidence? The Chalizdin of Shvuye is not the Teres Biro. It's a Biro Takosov that through Shvuye he passes himself of Tashlumi. Yes, so the answer is this. True that the Chalizdin of Shvuye is not the Teres Biro. It's a Biro Takosov. But what's the purpose of Shvuye? So the Gemara says, so why does the Torah impose the Shvuye? That's the time. In order to serve as a deterrent. Now, so by maybe the Mikdash, where the person was not found to be a little bit dishonest, so there it is a very effective deterrent. Mashenkin Gabagoda Sadi, where the person was found to be a little dishonest, true, he's not a Roshe, he doesn't become populated because of Mira Sede, Ishtamunit from Ishtamunit, but he's a little dishonest, so in Mele, the Shvuye that is imposed in Agudas Sadi is not as effective a deterrent as the Shvuye of Midi Mikdash. It cannot serve as effectively to induce, as an inducement for the mitzvah to confess as the Shvuye of Midi Mikdash serves. So, and since the purpose, the reason, the time of the Chiyuv Shvuye is the Heichel Leidah Bechulei, in order that the Shvuye in the long run should serve as a deterrent against falsity, as an inducement to tell the truth, so, and by Midi Mikdash, it is a stronger deterrent and a more effective inducement than the Shvuyah of Agresedim. So maybe we could say that the Zerachakosov of Tuesday has reference only to Mitzvah Mitzat and not Agresedim. Not Agresedim. Even though the Halidim of Shvuyah is not to be involved. So Kamashlo Talachimlea. So we are advised with Talachimlea. That means, Umah is not so strong. So is the Chayim Shue. Anything she may Chayim is it not. Anything she may Chayim is Shue. Even though the Halidim of Shvuyah is not to be nivaled. So Kamashlo Talachimlea. So we are advised with Talachimlea. That means, Umah Piv Shemechayikna. Piv is not so strong. So is the Chayim Shvuyah. Eidim Shemechayim is it not. Eidim Shemechayim is it Shvuyah. So the Meir, and we learn out with that Talachimlea, that Talachimlea means the Chayim Shvuyah. So, Agresedim is the Chayim Shvuyah. So, mainly we are not establishing the Talachimlea as a psychological phenomenon. Because the psychological phenomenon, the Gemara Rabchiya knew without the Talachimlea. The psychological phenomenon is that Ishtamud Ekom Ishtamud, that Akiva knew the Kosher Eidim. Because people are mere Teira, he's not erotic. But in spite of the Halacha of Akiva B'Mil V'Kosher Eidim, in spite of the Halacha of Akiva B'Mil V'Kosher Eidim, so, but still, he's not 100% other as this person. So, the name of his Shvuyah is not such a strong barrier as the Shvuyah of the Mitzah, where it wasn't shown that this person has any dishonesty in him. So, it seems the Shvuyah of Agresedim is not as strong a barrier as the Shvuyah of the Mitzah, and in view of the fact that the purpose of Shvuyah is Gehechad. In other words, it should serve as a deterrent, as an inducement to confess and tell the truth. So by Agresedim, it will also serve as a deterrent, but not as strong a deterrent. It will also serve as an inducement, but not as effective an inducement as Midin Mitzah. So Mitzvah Tzvorah is to say that the Sakotov of Tuesday is referenced to Midin Mitzah, where Zeya the Shvuyah would serve. It would serve as a very effective deterrent and inducement to tell the truth. Much thinking, but it does not have reference to Agresedim. So because of the Talachimlea, so we say that since Agresedim, which is not as humble, is strong enough to impose the Shvuyah, so Agresedim, which is more humble, is certainly strong enough to impose the Shvuyah. So the Meila, this is the Pshat taken. Our Agresedim, like when you're not going to talk about it. Kibisha even if the Choshidu Mizdeo, so Choshidu Mashuiz, it doesn't mean Choshidu Mashuiz that he really has a deal of Choshid. But there is an element of Choshid, because he's not 100% honest. It was demonstrated that he was taken from the Chaveyai. So in the Melee, there is an element of Choshid in that person, he's not 100% honest. So in the Melee, the Shvuyah will not be as effective a deterrent as the Shvuyah of Midin Mitzah. So perhaps the Sakosov of Tuesday does not have reference to Agresedim, only to the thief. Kamashma Talachim. So it's not Kamashma Talachim or Havidazm in the Ochet. No, there's a Havidazm in the Ochet that we know without Talachim. Hakim and Milvet was like this. Kamashma Talachim, that is highly sure. But then you ask, now, then the Gemara, says, very later on, the Gemara asks, מלא עשה לשווה שבהם שכן הוא זקפון אלא בעידים שכן הוא זקפון שגמורם שעשו בעידים הוא זקפון ואומר אבי לברוק אינו אבחי זה הציג לנו את השווה איזה לתות מחלדת אלא פרופו So the Shin Kubeset point out not all that the Shin say it but many of the Shin Kubeset point out that the difference between this kasha of the Gemara, Malu Tzad HaShomesh Ben Shechen Lohol Zachachon, and the next kasha of the Gemara, El Pori Chochet, Malu Tzad HaShomesh Ben Shechen Eino Mikir HaTazon.
because when the more Malach HaMashiach is in Shechintir Vazome, this is not Hitachi that is based on logic. That is appearance. So whenever we learn out something from material, so if there is a Pirche, so the Yalfuse doesn't hold out. Mashiach in this Tasha of Gemara, Malach HaMashiach is in the top form, is not the Pirach Pirche. But that we take a stam, that's on the basis of what? So in other words, this is what Gemara is. This is Gemara. How can you say it's our chema? This is really. So the Shemukhbeses points out that this is the real in the Gemara stuff. What the other machine in the Ramban, in the Rikwa, and the Ram, the Estig and Faces, how can we establish a psychological phenomenon through a Talmud chema? So if it's through a Talmud chema, we can establish a deep. If there is a certain chumre in something that is not so chumre, let the least piece that is not so chumre has the chumre that it imposes Yishvui upon a mitzvah, so anything which is more chumre certainly should have the chumre of imposing Yishvui upon a mitzvah. Alright, that's a galachina. But to establish a psychological phenomenon, whether it is choshu, it is not choshu, whether it is gadre, hoshe, or not hoshe, so look, whether it is a gadre amazing or a gadre mishayit, that we cannot establish this halachina. So the Gemara says, Malach HaMashiach Behem Shechel Shemuhu Bekafo. Teima Be'edim, so the day, the Tchashe really points out. Behu Bekafo. Shal Mashikofar Elimu Bekafo Shemuhu Lichichei. Shehidin Nemu Akdish Lazi Bekafo. Teima Be'edim Shemaha Shikofar Hakil. Ve'im Yidu Lachamishin, Hu Bekafo. Ve'im Manamino Ashwe. So the Tchashe of the Gemara is, Pasha of the Gemara is, after all, here the Eidim testified that he was Mishakeya. So he is a goblin. So he is Choshu. So how can you learn out like our Chimea that he is not Choshu? He is a goblin. So the Gemara answers, no. Ube Eidim, he was a Kavpon. Goma Avidu Barod, no Avsida, he knew the Toshu Eidim, but what was it? So Rabchi knew that. He knew that without the Kavpon. And, but, the reason as to why he had to resort to Kavachina is because without the Kavachina, even though he knew that in the case of Akkadah Seidim, he is not a goblin, he is not a real Hoshed Al-Kadim, but, the Tarasvore, we couldn't say that the Sakosov of Ki was there covers also the case of Akkadah Seidim, because after all, he is not 100% Alex. So in the melee, the Shvuyah is not as strong, a deterrent, an inducement to tell the truth, to confess, to tell the truth, as the Shvuyah of Meir Mikdash. So maybe the Tzvore we could say that the Torah, what it says to you there, is a reference only to the Mikdash, not to other things, not really. So then it is also enough to say to him there that he is highly Shvuyah, and what is highly Shvuyah, so then it doesn't matter that it's not such a strong deterrent. It doesn't matter that it's not such a strong deterrent. All right, now, so when things are said, אבל אגב זה בגלל תמימה כל כך משתנו כאילו שתוף אחת אין מתים לחושב למגדל חושב למה שהוא יעשה so it doesn't mean חושב למה שהוא יעשה that it should come within the הלוח of חושב no because without the color חיימה that he knew the תקציב המיר וחושב למה what do you say so there is an element of חושב on him so it's not such an effective deal if it's not such an effective deal it cannot serve as such a strong deterrent and improvement as the Shvuyah of Meir Mikdash, of the Mikdash, commercial Kalachayla that is Chayef. And if he is Chayef, so then we don't worry, we're not concerned about the fact that it's not such a strong bureau as the Shvuyah of Meir Mikdash. Because the Chalezim of Shvuyah is not the Tirat Bureau. It's a great accord that he can pattern himself of Tashvuyah into Shvuyah. Then there is that. So it's not commercial Kalachayla that have a dozen of it. כל כך שלא קל לכם היה וצחי לשווה but then you ask but how can he swear? He's high to swear, but how can he swear? After all, he's a captain, he's a goblin so he's a sensor, they have a goblin market so it's not so much when קל לכם היה וצחי לשווה so like, much when קל לכם היה וצחי לשווה but you ask but how can he swear? So he's a sensor, they have a goblin market so in other words, this is explanatory of the Gemara Kasha מלאת על השולש בן שחלויו וקפון, זה קצת בתירה סבירכם, זה בתירה קאר. וזה מי שנוריד פה, מלאת על השולש בן שחלויו וקפון, גם בזה פיר שראה שיופי. זה לא להצילים בתירה סקולה וחומרה, אלא בתירה סייף. since not the Tiraspir. The next catch of the Gemara, Marshal Shomer and Shechem Tirazah, Dome, that's the Tiraspir. That's not the logical catch. But this is the Tiras, we are seeing on the Tiraspir of the Chumre. Elo the Tiras Tain, Chode, the Maichuri, which is showing on the Kafron. Adara, the Kuri, yes, right. The Eri Kiam, you don't see my baby, show the Kafron. ואיקים, מי נותנים הבאים שיעור דקפרון? איך הדוח לו שלא יהיו דקפרון על פי מיובד, או מקום לא כימור דקפרון על פי מפיקות, ובו חסג לו בקלחינה, אלא בדי בתירס טיימר, עשינו נלו. די מיסה, שאונו מחי ומתישבו את בתל השווה, איך הוא נשבע בלמור דקפרון על פי אינים, ואין לנו להאמין את בשבוע, אלא שאינים לחושות, או לבימור דקפרון, וישאו הם הקר. נדעו את זה, ואת ביתיר שני יוחד נשבע משאווה, We have to make the Shapir, so the people hold, like the Washington State says, that with Midrash say, if someone is a Choshut, so then, if there's a Nibba Mishal, we have to make the Shapir, the Rafchiyah, my Rebbe Miru, the Miru, the Kavchon. So when Tate says, Komashu Kalachimah, Komashu Kalachimah is Chayli Shmue, so the Mele, so it's Chayli Shmue, but then you ask, Oh, I try this way, but how can we accept this way? There is a law that we don't accept this way from the Hoshu, from the Dajjal. So he just says, we have a Dajjal Lohe. Not so much with Kalachimia, we have a Dajjal Lohe. God is a Kalachimia, this is Chayim. But you read, a thousand times Chayim is Shmuel, but how can we accept this Shmuel? In Dajjal, we do not accept this way from the Dajjal. So he says, we have a Dajjal Lohe. But we have a Dajjal Lohe, that's not because of the Kalachimia. That's a law of Akiv and Mew because of Aidid. He's not the Roshet, so he's not, so he doesn't tell his deal of the Choshut to be possible, he should, the Boshut. Stamunik Meshameh, he's a new because of it. Or the Afa Gav, the Amgin of the Kamon, the Amgin of the Choshut, Mikol Mokhei, Gamatana Ashminon, the Amginon, Mikalvachimah, Mipirin Dachon. So the Pshat Iyam Teses is not that the whole source of this Allah, of Akif of Milveh, Kosha Leide, that is from the Kalachina. No, that Halacha was known to Chazal, Hakim from Milve, Kosha Leide. But since that this Kalachina establishes that the Halacha, that is highly Shwe, and it's certainly it's obvious that the Torah wouldn't be the highly Shwe if the Shwe couldn't be accepted. So Mimele, from that Kalachina, they don't say Raya, but it's not that we know this Halacha to the Kalachina. Alright, now the thing says, Vintema, Amai Yitzrich Leitayne Dishtamus, Leime, Ila Kalachimea, Hava Amine Yidu Aspiv Dulam Ad Aseidu, Mishum Sheini Bakosh Vazome, Kiporech Lekamon, Ulkamon, Nama Havu Mikra, Malipiv Shechem Nishtame, Yishleima, Zohokha Dosu Yitzrush Yidu Aspiv Dulam Ad Aseidu, Nichol Yidu Aseidu 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 Dishvoi, Dimitamdei Yidu Aseidu 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 אמא שאין בקוש ועזומן, מיכל ומיכל תמון, נפקר לחיניה. שכי דרך הגמורה, ומיכל פירך על כל לחיניה. זה לא עם סבורת. מה זה תמון? סבורת משתמעי. שבאת רואה, so, הוא סבורת משתמעי, that is not a פירכה, but that is a סבורת. Now, so, מלוי, so, when גמורה says, מלו אתה לשאול בן שכי נמכיר את ועזומן, that's a פירכה. But, גמורה couldn't say, מילה עד כל לחיניה, Have a minute to ask people to do another thing in Mishum Shein that Koshiv Azome. Because the cash of the Gemore was, Mr. Asvor, we should say that Adore Tating is just as effective to the Mechaev Shvue to do this. So we cannot mention any Tirche. Alright. Now, that the Rishenim, the Ramban, and the Ram, so they ask against this. How can they say, Avo Azor HaTeidim, you let them remain Mahor. And in the Lord, so in other words, but, in other words, the Kasha of the Gemara was, why does Rav Chiyev do his or to Eyal Put? Mr. Asvor, we should say, the justice is Rav Chiyev is Mechayev, so Azor HaTeidim is also Mechayev. So the Gemara is the Teres, that without the Eyal Put, I would say, that the Posik of Chiyev says, reference only to Eyal Put. It was not a reference to Azor HaTeidim, why not? Because, by Yudas B, so it is Tamudik on Shtam. So there is no Hod. But Avla Adora Seidi, where there is Hod, so how does Seidi explain? So by Adora Seidi, it's not Shaya to say Mishtam.
so in the city hoş mi so hoş la schwete so the ganze is no abla da se di metto nei maroche ich da muss ich mich stamme so meile so meile we should apply the zero of the name one of this they bau khayre at all the we such a counter in the name is one of this they bau khayre so so when someone is in the mitzvah then the person has to have it to be in the mitzvah for the purpose of some of the but to be mishakeh hakeil, then the person doesn't support it. Now, so, but now we see that he was mishakeh hakeil, and the Eidim testified that at least 50 he owes, so we know that he is mishakeh, so if not for the kawachimah, this is how the Ram explains it. If not for the kawachimah, so then I would say that only by the Aspim, so then it is necessary for him to swear. Because by that, he made a mitzvah doesn't require hosek to be careful in mitzvah in the mail. So it doesn't require hosek. So the mail, the fact that he was careful in mitzvah, he doesn't mitzvah, is not inconsistent with human nature. So the mail, the Torah imposes upon him a shvuyeh, and because through shvuyeh he will be deterred, so the shvuyeh will be the mivare, and he will be deterred. Mashiach came back with a baby, where he said, La'adam. And the person does not have the chutzpah to deny everything when the chaver is not a mishitzvah. So then, on account of that umdeh, of in the domain sponov, it's in Balcheve, so we should say, on account of the umdeh, of in the domain sponov, it's in Balcheve, we should say, Vade pushtekoma. Now how can we say Vade pushtekoma? So we shouldn't even have to swear. Because Vade pushtekoma, how could we say Vade pushtekoma? After all, he said, La'adam, I don't owe you a penny. And they didn't testify that the Chola Koch has 15, they know that he owes. So we cannot say Vade Pushtekoma. So, but they should say that since in other means for them to go ahead, so it's inconsistent with human nature to say such a big lie, to deny everything. So truly know that there is an untruth in his timing. Because he said he doesn't owe a penny, and then we know that fifth of our prophecy he owns, but the presumption of any of the lady should be a source of evidence. Should be a source of evidence that the other 50 don't. So then he's tiny. If we say, let's say, what did he say? Reuven said to him, to represent to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100. So Shimon said, I didn't borrow you from one penny. Now, so then they didn't testify that they know 50 of our prophecy power. But the other 50, they don't know. So the Gemara said, if not for the Kawachimah, for the Alfute, so I would say, since Rabbi mentioned the principle, and the main point of Kawachimah, so there is a presumption that a person wouldn't act contrary to human nature. And it's not consistent with human nature to be kinder hacker. So anyway, now, so truly we know that he lied in respect to 50, but we should say that in respect to the other 50, he did not lie. So then his behavior wouldn't be inconsistent with human nature. Because then it would mean, like, let's assume that objectively the facts are that he borrowed 50. It was not 100. So when this person said to him, so when Reuven said to Shimon, you borrowed from me 100, so Reuven was lying. So mainly it wasn't inconsistent with human nature to say, I don't owe you anything. Because the Teveya was lying. The Teveya was lying. But if we say that he owed the whole 150, so the Teveya wasn't lying, so the behavior of the mitzvah is contrary to human nature. Because there is a presumption, ain't of the means for another. A person wouldn't, even for the purpose of deferring payment, for the purpose of ishtamuti from ishtamet. So he wouldn't lie the whole thing. He wouldn't be mishaka the whole thing. A person doesn't have so much chut to be mishaka the whole thing. Now, here we know that he was mishaka the whole apochet in respect to half of the place. The question is, was the mishake also, was the mitzvah mishake in respect to the other hand? So the Gemara said
without the Yalfuse, we would say that it seems, he was king of the Chule, so it's, so any of the maids to be king of the Chule, so it's a raya that, only in respect to 50 was Mishakia, and in respect to other 50 is Kushta Goma. So the Mele, if the fact is that he was Mishakia only in respect to 150, and the other 50, so he told the truth, so his behavior was not inconsistent with human nature. Mashein can be full faith that he was Mishakia in respect to the whole 100, then it would be inconsistent with human nature, because Eilu Meis was like it. So the Ram explains, Avo Hadrasei in the regular name of Roche, Eilu Loi. So now I would say that he should be Hemon without his way, because of Eilu Meis for his name of Roche. Chavere, so Kamashul Kalachimah, that's what? Kamashul Kalachimah, that is Mechoyer Shue. So why is Mechoyer Shue, Manasseh? I mean, the same kasha that the Ram asks against Tzeitzes, it can be directed against himself. Because we do not establish a mitzias, a psychological phenomenon. We do not determine facts to a kalachim. We establish aloha to a kalachim. Now, so just as Tzeitzes Pshat was difficult, because it appeared from Tzeitzes Pshat that the kalachim establish a certain fact, so according to the Ram, it's also difficult. Because, what did he say? Without the Kalachimah, I would say there is a presumption that he tells the truth. So Kamashul Kalachimah, so we don't even have this word. So Kamashul Kalachimah, that's what? That he, without the Shvuyah, there is no presumption that he tells the truth. But only with the Shvuyah. So again, we are establishing facts through the Kalachimah. So how does he improve upon Tzeitzes Pshat? Now, we have to say that the Ram is Chalik. Now, I just said that Tzeitzes holds that the Chalizdin of Shvuya is not to be Mivarche. And the Raya is from Rav. Even though we don't pass like Rav, so it's only that we pass in that in a case where it's shown that he swore falsely, so then Shvuya is not a case. But as long as it wasn't shown that he swore falsely, so Shvuya is a case there. And the Chalizdin, so even though we don't pass like Rav, so we still say that the Chalizdin of Shvuya is not a Teres deal. It's a Teres also. It's that he has to pay elsewhere. So through Shvuya he can pardon himself from the Chiyut Tashlum. But it's not a Teres deal. We have to say that the Ram is fair. So first of all, the Ram is fair. Now, for the Tashi is how the Rav say, Nishbat HaKoch Kachvoedi, Shemiz Al HaShekel is Pater, Shenema, לוקח בולו ולישאלו עם כאילו שבולו לוקח את השבויה הרי נפתח אף אופי שנשבל השבוע. So first of all, we don't talk like that. And then we can say that Rav holds that even Rav will agree that the Chalizdin of Shvuya is to be in Ibar. That's why Shvuya is called to be in Ibar. But Rav holds that, especially for the Takosu, that if at the time that Bezdin imposed the Shvuya, so the Shvuya was in Ibar, after all, Bezdin didn't know, I mean. So the Shvuya wasn't Ibar, but then indeed came and testified that this person swore falsely. So that does not mean that the Shaita, the Shvuya, was not in Ibar. Now, there is a parsha of it, they didn't open the Torah. Now, Eidim, when Eidim testified, certainly the best hero in the world, but when Eidim, other Eidim come and imagine, so it shows that the first cup of Eidim testified falsely. So the Mele, the Chalizdin, even Rav will at least. The Rano, even Rav will admit that the Chalizdin of Shvuya is to be Mivar. That's the Chalizdin. But there is a Xeras HaKosu, that if at the time of the Shvuya, so the Shvuya was considered as a good hero, so even though later on it turns out that it was false, that he testified falsely, so he became Pater. He's still Pater. There's a Xeras HaKosu. But Bishayte, even Rav admit that the Chalizdin of Shvuya is not just the Torah giving the schus to pattern himself in Tashlum by swearing. No, the Chalizdin of Shvuya is to be Mivar. That's the whole purpose. But once the Shvuya was Mivar, this rebellion, so even though later it turns out that it was false, so he's pattern of Tashlum. He's pattern of Tashlum. This is what happened. But the Chalizdin, at the very outset, Stevie of the Halizin of Shvuye is the Terah Zero, to be Mevarim. Now, if we say, so Memele the Gemore, now the Gemore says, Avla do a thing, the Rekele Meimaroche, in the Lori, so Komash Glom Kalvachim. Now, so without the Kalvachim, I would say, that by God is saying in the Mitzvah, is them on, without the Shvuye. So in other words, we have a Birur without the Shvuye. Why? Because of Chazokei, no, don't make it fun of, this may tell the Chai, this may tell the Chai. So Kamash Mokal Chaila, that is Chai the Shvuye. So it's not the Pshat Kamash Mokal Chaila. Kamash Mokal Chaila, that he has to swear, and that means that in the main spawn of this neighbor Chai, there is no Birur. Ordinary, so what? That is Tamutiko Mishtame. So through the Kalachena, we say that is Shayach is Tamutiko Mishtame even by the Kabbalah Kibrakel. 10%. I mean, that by Kibrakel, there is also Shayach. I mean, it's much from the Gemore. That by Kibrakel, there is also Shayach is Tamutiko Mishtame. I came from the Milwe, Kosher Leides. Why? Because he's not a real Gazlan, he's made a Tere. Why is he a real Gazlan? Because he's Tamutiko Mishtame. But there is less of the Tamutiko Mishtame by Kibrakel than there is By Midden Mishnah. So the Melee, it's not that without the Kalachimera, I would say that the fact that in the Mishnah of Achimera is Mibaria, that he tells the truth. And through the Kalachimera, we say, no, it's not Mibaria, because of the Mishnah of Achimera, that we couldn't establish the Kalachimera. But the truth is that there is a slight bill of any of the main spawners in the Achille. Actually, the Gemara in Shvuye says, so there is a slight bill, there is a slight bill Tefes Misuvet mentions the Pshat, and many assume that this is how the Midrash explains the Gemara, the member of Abel, who discussed the Midrash Hite. With Malum Otero, with his time Mishba, why did the Torah say that the Mishba is Chayrish way, if a Hakel is not, let Kibar Hakel also be Chayrish way. So Chazokan the main point of Achille. So according to these Rishenim, this is the reason as to why Kibar Hakel is narrow, because of an Eilom main point of Achille. And the Gemara in Shvuye says, Omer Rav Nachman, Kibar Hakel Mashvini, this way, this way. משום חזוקים ומתוויהו שיש לי, הוא פורך עד הרבה, אין דומה לפורך מאחרי, ומשם להשתמוד את המשתמוד. זאת אומרת, זה פשט מגמורת, זה פשט מגמורת על זה. המון הם, אין דומה לספונות של חרחי ו... So, create a presumption that he tells the truth. Because if he didn't tell the truth, he would be acting contrary to human nature. Because it's inconsistent with human nature to have such good to be Kibarak. So, what is Kibarak? So there, is a raglaim is of all that he tells the truth. But it's not a bill though. It's not a very conclusive bill. It is somewhat of a bill. It's a raglaim is of it. But it's not a bill though. So the Gemara, according to another chapter is found. Avo has a saving record in our. But in the case of Agoda Tengi, where he was Kefe of the Chule, So the Melee, that tends to create somewhat of a presumption that he tells that in respect to the other half, he told the truth. Because assuming that he didn't tell the truth in respect to the other half either, so then his behavior would be completely inconsistent with human nature. So it is somewhat of a deal. So the Melee, I would say, without the Kalchimer, I would say, where does the Torah Mikhail get? When the Torah says Kiyuzeh, the Torah has reference only to the Mishnah. Because by Midden Mishnah, without the Shvuye, we have no Birur at all that he tells the truth. Only the Shvuye will supply the proof that he tells the truth. But without Shvuye, we have no Birur at all. Because it could be Mishakeh and not act inconsistently with human nature. So Mimele, without the Shvuye, we have no proof whatsoever. We have no Birur whatsoever that he's telling the truth. Mashenik in the case of Agoda Tengi. So there, on the basis of in the Mishpon Mechareve, we have partial proof, a partial Birur, that he tells the truth even without Shvuye. So maybe the Torah doesn't require him to give a Shvuye, because a partial proof is supplied by the time itself. without regard to Shvuah.
Finally, the mitzvah, so without Shvuah, the mitzvah doesn't supply any food. Mashe no beer at all, because it doesn't require any chutzpah to be capable of mitzvah to make the mitzvah. Some may have told us, hey, he was there, he's high Shvuah. Mashe Ekin, in case I'm going to say to him, well, he's keep a hakel, and to be keep a hakel is inconsistent to his human nature, the only way to reconcile his behavior so that it shouldn't be completely inconsistent to his human nature is by assuming that in respect to the other half, he told the truth. So then his behavior wouldn't be inconsistent with human nature. So the Mele, even without Shvuah, the time itself of the mitzvah, in case of Agon Sevi, supplies the partial food. So maybe the Torah doesn't make his Mechayel Shvuah on him. So the Moritz Rathchir resorts to Kalachimah. So we have the Kalachimah, so Umapiv, Shem Mechayel Shvuah. Is Mechayel Shvuah, Piv is not so strong. So it's not so humble. So still it is Mechayel Shvuah. What does Mechayel Shvuah mean? Mechayel Shvuah means that he has to be mivarelet with the bill of Shvuah. So what I'm going to say to him was, it's more humble. So look, with the way I'm a Mechayel now, so it's more humble. So it certainly should impose upon the mitzvah the obligation, the burden of being mivarelet with the bill of Shvuah. And on the contrary, the Ram holds that how is bill of Shvuah is the bill. That is, the mitzvah has the burden of being mivarelet. That he's tiny very. All depends. Either he is Nevarah through Shvuah, that he's tiny very. Otherwise, he pays. So maybe we say like this. Without the Kalachimer, I would say, maybe the Gerta Kosov of Tuesday is limited only to Idrasit. Because by Idrasit, without his swearing, so no proof whatsoever is supplied by the timing of the Mitzvah. So maybe he has the burden of supplying the proof of the Shvuah. Mashiach came back on the saving, where a partial proof, a partial deal is supplied by the time itself on account of the Chazokim of the Mitzvah of the Slev Al-Chemei. So the Melech doesn't even have the burden, the Torah doesn't impose upon him the burden to supply the deal of Shvuah. So we resort to Al-Chemei that if Pif, which is not so humble, so imposes upon the Mitzvah the burden of supplying the proof of Shvuah, so certainly I'm going to say to him, which is more humble, imposes upon the mitzvah the burden of supplying the proof of Shvuah, and the proof of time alone of the Melech is not enough, because the Chalazin of Shvuah is to be Mivareh. So the Melech, it seems the whole Chalazin of Shvuah is to be Mivareh, so the partial view of the tiny itself is not enough. He has to supply a stronger form of bill. That is Shvuah. So it's not that we learn how, according to the Ram, to a Kalachimel, we establish a psychological phenomenon. No, he doesn't establish a psychological phenomenon. The Gemara knew very well the psychological phenomenon. In other words, that there is an element of Ishtamit, even Kippur Hakel. The Gemara knew that, and on the contrary, without the Kalachimel, I would say, that the Sakotov of Tuesday is limited only to Idrat Pif, because by Idrat Pif, where there is more of an Ishtamudik of Ishtamud, so then there is no element of Bilo altogether without Shvuah. Mashiach came by, but the saying there is a partial Bilo in the time alone because of the domain. So it doesn't even have to supply the Bilo of Shvuah. But the Kalachimel says, tells us, that since he does Pif, which is not so humble, imposes the burden of supplying the proof of Shvuah upon the mitzvah, so certainly I'm going to say to him, imposes the burden upon the mitzvah of supplying the bill of Shvuah. The bill of Shvuah. Now, last time I mentioned, what the Yeshua says in Rashi. Nachas Dovid is Matika with Yeshua, and the reason why Nachas Dovid is Matika with Yeshua is because there are many spirits against them. Now, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't mention here Mitzvah, Jesus mentions Mitzvah. When Rabbi says, it's Nimaum Roteo, made the Mitzvah a tiny Yiva, Hadokim no the Mitzvah, one of the Nebal Chevei,
So Tosfos says, you never meet me, the boy came back. Rashi says, the Rechosh Mekimish Vavim, report Rashi Rekopa Tzchut. He doesn't mention it. So the Bnei Yeshua says, now there are some Achaim who say that according to Rashi, so Mekimish Vavim day is Potter of Yishvui Omen Yavon, because of the Mishnah in Yiddish. Hamitza Aveda Lelishvam is the Tikkun Ha'ayim. In the first Mishnah in Zohar, that in Chesom Ebeis, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah mentions the number of Takolet that is in Eilom, in Yisroel Nechonim is missing, in Amitibur is missing in Eilom, in Tzim Lach Yatsir Shvach HaKoy, in Tumot Mishvah, Bonit Mechot Mishvah, Bonit Mishvah, Bonit Mishvah, and then the Mishnah says, Hameit in Yitzir or Yishvam the Tikkun Eilom, the Tikkun Eilom. So Rashi says in the Mishnah, Vameit in Yitzir, Umar Ziro, Ubiol in Imrim Shoreher Zekulo, Lo Yishvah. With the Tikkunei. So that's the Rabbah. Now, then there is the Gemara. Then there is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hameitim Tzir Nishba Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Shnei Kisim Kshurim Masot Al Nibba, Lo Rima Limasot Al Reachot, Nishba, Shnei Shvorim Kshurim Masot Al Nibba, Lo Rima Lohoi Al Reachot, Eini Nishba. Why? Because the timing is not the time as Bori Gomot. Why is it that is very humble? Because he knows that he lost two oxen that were tied together, one to the other. But it's possible that one ox becomes detached from the other. So maybe it's not the time is very humble. My time is very humble. King Salomon is very humble. Shnei Shvurim Shor Umasos of Alon and Umasos of Asar. Do we have a man? How is it? So the mayor of the Kashi, there's a big talk lately, how makes me feel the need of the Tikkun Ha'ilo. The Tikkun Ha'ilo. So the more answer is, who the Omar Kirab Rebbe Ben Yaakov? The Tanya Rebbe Ben Yaakov, the Vein Meir, Pramim Shom Nishba Al Tanya Sassman, Kei Tak Mono Rezich Ob Yodi La Chal Tisbra, Hari Zin Nishba, the Zeru Shom Nishba Al Tanya Sassman. Chom Neim Eri Meim Eri Eri Meishi Vavei Neu Pot. So Rebbe Ben Yaakov Lesley Meishi Vavei Neu Pot. Omar Rav, the Tiyan Nikot. So, Kei Nikot, Kot Nidim Amoshi, is Dei Vat Nan Nishboi Nal Tanya Sassman Kotki. My Kotten Godum, my Girlie Kotten, the W Adobis Kotten. יאָך דער טאַפּ מיט דער חירמו, דער טאַפּ חירמו דער טאַפּ מיט קול דער אייכע נאמע פון דער חירמו טאַפּ ניו אלע פילער אַפּ אַלייט צו די מאָרע טייז דאָ איז אַ מאַכלייכע די צייער רבזה בן יעקב און דער רבונן איז וואָר דער ביזני נייס אור ביזני זיין צו רבזה בן יעקב זייט מושן בוי מושן ניי די ניי ביז קאַפּ מיש באוויד יא קול טאַפּ ער הוט אין ניי אַבער ביזני ניי און זוי ניי איז מיש באוויד דאָ פיין שואַ טייז דאָ קאַשע שיט איז The Rashi Shittin is the reason as to why Rashi doesn't say Nige, because Rashi Shittin is why there is Nida. The Nida was there in Shvur and Nidon. But there is one difference between the Nida Shittin and Rashi. Because Rashi holds that Nige was there in Shvur and Nidon say. But the Nida of Meshva Veide, that's what you say. What's the difference between Nige not Meshva Veide and Nida of Meshva Veide? Why is that? Let's say, the Gemara in Shwe. The Gemara in Shwe. When Rome said to Rome Bar Chomer, my mal you say the Ho Shmai. My mal you say the Shmai. You praise Shmur's members so much. Lo Yishon, Elo Shisochei, Elo Shisochei, the Eidus. So then it is Nishma. Our Sochei Shmur, the Eidus, it is Eichshi, she Yochel Mele Yitzchah Ficho. Yochel Mele Yitzchah Ficho, Taklos Tocho. So he's never in the Nige. So the Rome Bar Chomer says, come mal you say Shmai says, so Rome Bar Chomer, my mal you. Shvuet HaShomrim, so if Hashem has said an answer. So he is Chayav Shvuet, but according to you, that you say it's such a double portion. That we say Nige, last time Shvuet, this is how the Nige has explained it tomorrow. So you say that it's such a double portion. Robert doesn't reject Shvuet's memory, because here the whole Shvuet is with Rabbonon, so anyway we say Nige, last time Shvuet is with Rabbonon. So, Masha'inkin, comes from Bahomet. He praised Shmuel's memory so much. So it's not on the basis of his special pulling in the Shmuel Rabbah. So it seems that the Rabbah Bahomet holds that it's a general principle. We say Nigel after the Shmuel. So if we say Nigel after the Shmuel, so why does the Shemir, who says Nemso, why does he have to swear, let him be Nemon be Nigel, because he could say Radha? And even if not to the baby, he could say about it.
unless we are going to say that the chiyuv shvuyah of mensu is only when the cotton was made b'shtar. So I'm asking chaver b'shtar so far today, but that they have to say that the chiyuv shvuyah of b'shemer of the same also is only in the case where the cotton was made b'shtar, and in any other case there is no chiyuv shvuyah. But according to you, Rabbi Nachman, we have to say like that. That when the Shemeir, when he says Ensu, has to swear only when it's Matki Bishtar. But if it's not Matki Bishtar, even if he was Matki Beidi, so he couldn't say Adam. So he should be Potter of the Shemeir of Ensu, because he could say Adati, and the Matki is Chavira Beidi, and so he's Lar Zivadei. So this is how the Rimindash explains it. So Rashi also agrees with the Rimindash, that this is the Pshat of the Gemot. So in other words, what is Rabbi trying to say? That Miguel Abdullah Mishwele Yamrino. No, Raya, a shame out, is the Nensu, has to swear. And we do not say his lemon at the time, because of the Nige, he could have said, La Adam, or Adam. So in that Nige, when a shame says Nensu, so what is he trying to accomplish? To pattern himself, when he says Nensu. And suppose he would have said, La Adam, what would he have accomplished? Not the same thing. He would have spotted himself. So in other words, the actual time is, through the actual time he's trying to pattern himself of Tashlumin, and through the potential time he would pattern himself of Tashlumin. So he doesn't gain anything in terms of dollars and cents. So Mele, that's a regular meeting. That's not Meshavah Meeting. Mashein came in the case of Meir Nitzah. So if he, now that he says 50 Aoi or 50 Naat, so he's patterning himself only of 50. But in the, so to the actual time, he's trying to pattern himself only of half of the place. But if he had presented the potential time, Adam, I don't owe you anything, then he would have relieved himself of the whole 100, not just of 50. So to the potential time, he would have gained in terms of dollars and cents, over and above of the gain that he made to the actual time. That's Meshavah Meeting. Like the Meshavah Aveide, when the Baal Aveide says to him, the Baal Aveide says to him, you have to return two objects to me, and he returns only one object. So he had a nige, he should not have offered to return anything, so then he would have gained. So here too, but in the Mikzah, he is the Meshavah Aveide. He is Meshavah Aveide. So the regular Migel Aftur Mishweh Rashi Shvita is, we don't say. Regular Shweh Rashi Shvita is, we don't say. But the media of Meshavah Aveide, where he, through the potential time, he would have gained over and above what he's trying to gain through the actual time, that kind of media, Latur Mishwuye, we do. Now, so Rashi Shita is that the media of Meshavah Aveide, Latur Mishwuye, we do. But the Mishnah says that Meshavah Aveide, Mishba, there is also in the Mishnah, so only with Rabboni doesn't have to swear, but with Raise he doesn't have to swear. But Meshach, the middle of Meshavah Aveide, so he's saying the Raise according to Rashi, Lachtur Mishwe. So the Yeshua applies what other Rishonim say. So he applies it to Rashi. He applies it to Rashi. In other words, that when is the Potter of Yeshua with the Raise, when is the Meshavah Aveide? Potter of Yeshua with the Raise, when there was no time for him at all. When there was no Tannis Bori at all by the Baal Aveide. No Tannis Bori at all. So then in other words, let's say, Ruben lost, let's say, two kisses, sure. Ruben lost two kisses, sure. And then Ruben didn't see anybody pick up any kisses. But then Shimon found the kid, and he comes to Ruvei, he heard that Ruvei is telling everybody he lost Kisi, so Shimon comes to Ruvei and says, I found that, is that your key? So Ruvei says, yes, it's my key. But, so Ruvei says, but since you found this one key, so you must have picked up another key, because I lost the two keys in tied together to each other. Tied together with each other. So in other words, that kind of Meshavah Aveide wouldn't have to take a shvuyah midrash. Because there was no time is boring altogether by the Baal Aveide. In other words, he took the initiative. he took the initiative in returning it to the Balavede. And the Balavede didn't even know that this place is found here. So they are in Scottish women, I still don't have to resort to the political era. When do we say that the right the Mikabe in the head to swear? But Mid-Rabboni is put there, so that's the case where the Baal Avede initiated the Taine with the Taine's Bori Shemigon. Is the Baal Avede initiated the Taine with the Taine's Bori Gomu? For example, let's say the Baal Avede would come and say to the Mesa Avede, now I was to keep him, and then I was standing on the roof, I saw that you picked up the two kisses. I saw that you picked up the two kisses. So, and he would say, no, I picked up only one kiss. So in that case, he the Rabbonim would have to swear. So the Chachomim won't be talking with the Tikkun Eilon, because that's a time is very gomo, so why should it be different than any other Midden Mitzvah? The other Mitzvah, because he initiated a time is the Balavei initiated the Taine, and the Taine was at the very outset, the Taine is going on. So in such a case where the Balavei says in Bori Gomu, he initiates the Taine, and the Taine is in Bori Gomu, so then he has to swear. So there is no Takone that he's caught. In case where the Balavei doesn't know of anything,